Y94.
Good morning with the Playhouse Zero, Rad and Maggie, Y94, the number one hit music station. So yesterday on the show, Maggie was like, you know what, I love you guys, but I'm outie. Last week on the show, can't believe you're going to do this to us.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we're going to send you off with smiles, but then we're going to talk about you after.
Well, no, I'm fully aware of that.
But after you did this, the tale of Maggie came up a couple of times, and I actually had to, like, get other people to convince this relatively new salesperson of the building to believe when I explained to them where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
And that you used to work at the front desk of the radio station. Mm-hmm. And during the whole, you know, we need somebody in here to hang out with us process, you know, the last time. We just kind of grabbed you and were like, oh, why don't you come give this a try?
Right.
And the guy was like, no. I heard her on the radio before. You guys are lying. You didn't just grab some random person from the front desk and throw them in there. I'm like, no, really. And
that's,
she took
that's
to
what
it
happened.
Swimmingly. But after a while, she took to it swimmingly.
Right.
And she just has some natural talent, that girl does. And I actually had to get other people to, like, verify the story. But that got me thinking about that story that you have that nobody believes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a story like that from your life where most people, you tell the story and you can tell they don't believe the stuff that's coming out of your mouth, but it's totally true? Nobody believes me, but it's totally true. Do you have a story like that? You know, for me yesterday, it was nobody believes me that we found Maggie just working on the front desk. We're like, hey, come give radio a try. And it worked out pretty good for a couple of years. Then she was like, screw you guys. I don't care for this anymore.
I'm out.
I'm out. But I would love to know your story, and we won't judge you. We won't say we don't believe you. We will just immediately believe you. I promise. It could be the most ridiculous thing. Your story could be, I have three children with George Clooney, and I'm going to say, that's great. Thank you for calling. Maybe you do. I don't know. Your story that you have that nobody believes. Rat, do you have one of these?
I have too many.
right.
And in fact, you guys can choose. Would you prefer the story of the time I met Coolio, the time I met Dave Matthews, or the time I met James Caan and accidentally walked onto the Elf set?
Well, here's the thing. I know two of the three stories. I don't think I've heard the Coolio story.
I don't think I have either.
So just from a personal choice, I would like to hear that one because I've never heard that one before.
The Coolio story is I was actually in the Heathrow Airport in London, and I was just minding my own business sitting there, and all of a sudden this guy is walking towards me, and at that time I knew it was Coolio because he had the Coolio hair, and he just looked exactly like Coolio.
Okay.
And he walked up to me and said, hey, do you know where a guy can get a smoke? And I had to take him to the smoking area of the airport and ended up hanging out with him for a good portion of the time. And it was awkward because I don't know that you ever want to say to somebody, especially an African-American, like, are you Coolio? Just because if they're not, it's bad. Even though I knew it was.
I was like, he's kind of one to, like, there's not many people that look like him.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, like, it's hard to not know that it's not, I don't know.
Yeah, and still, there's still, like, a 0.0001% chance that you get that wrong. It's bad news. But talked to him for a long time. He kind of ran through his whole career and how now he's, you know, got his own record label.
Yeah.
And he ended up, I asked him for an autograph, and I pulled out a piece of paper, and he's like, oh, no. And he has this guy pull out a picture, and he wrote, stay cool, Coolio.
Of course, that's what he wrote. I like that eventually he did actually end up saying things that led you to know that he was Coolio. Otherwise, I'd have been like, that totally wasn't Coolio.
Yeah.
Well,
and you were just awkward,
like,
guy.
He was offended that you didn't ask or, like, totally fan out and be
you
like,
you realize,
oh my God,
I'm Coolio, right?
Right.
You should think this is pretty cool. Stay cool.
How did you not ask for my autograph yet?
It was a significant amount of time after Gangster's Paradise.
Sure.
So it's not like Coolio was huge
Coolio
or anything like that, but it was just like one of those moments where, and then people still didn't believe me until I whip out the stay cool Coolio photo.
I like that you just carry it around.
Yeah. Well, look what I have in my back pocket.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm glad you didn't make a Coolio of yourself. Your story that you have that nobody believes, 237 hits. You can text 35270. And if nothing else, I'm very curious to see what Maggie comes up with here in a couple minutes.
The Morning Playhouse
with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Unbelievable. No bummer summer throwback seemed appropriate given the topic of conversation. You're unbelievable. The Playhouse of the Morning is right here on Y94, the number one hit music station, discussing at 237 hits. You can text 35270, tweet us, hop on Facebook, whatever. The story that you have that it's totally, totally true, but nobody ever believes you. Rat hanging out with Coolio, for example. Doesn't sound like that should happen. He shouldn't just bump into Coolio at the airport, but it happened. Maggie, you have a story. No matter how insignificant you might find it, for whatever reason, people don't believe you.
Yeah, mine's pretty lame. I mean, it's nothing that's like, oh my God, you know, no way. But no, a lot of people don't believe that I'm a twin.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're not. I'm like, okay, I'm lying. Like, why would I lie about that?
And then they see you side by side and yeah, like, oh my God.
They'll want to see a picture or like prove it. And it's like, oh, okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that unbelievable? Like, I don't really understand.
Theoretically, I mean, I could pull up a picture of myself and be like, check out my identical twin brother. It's the side-by-side
right.
photo
well,
that
right.
really is the best evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he looks just like me. I don't know. You're better looking. Thank you. Thanks. You have an unbelievable story, but it's totally true?
So my story is, in 1991, when the twins were in the World Series, I was probably about 16 or so. I went up to go to the bathroom and left my siblings down in our seats. Our parents weren't there, just us kids were. And I ran into Tommy Lasorda, like literally ran in. We bumped into each other and I apologized. And I was like, oh my God, can I take a picture with you? And he said, of course. And he said, where are you from? And I said, you know, a little town in Minnesota. And we talked for like 3 minutes and he's like, do you want to come in my suite? Okay. So I totally bailed on my siblings and went in there, and I didn't want to leave because I didn't know if they'd let me back in. So I stayed up there majority of the game and left my brothers and sister wondering where the heck I was. But I had a great time. I got a ton of pictures, so it was really fun.
Huh. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it sounds, if you think about it a little too much, there's an edge of like creepiness, but it sounds like he was just being a cool guy. Like, hey there, young lady, come check out my sweet suite.
Yeah.
I hope. Any of those in the text club you want to grab there, Ratman?
Somebody says, there is a children's book written about me. My grandparents were friends with the author who wrote the Chicka Chicka Boom Boom book and the Brown Bear, What Do You See book series. He took me on my first merry-go-round at a fair when I was little, and then wrote the book Up and Down on the Merry-Go-Round all about it. Another person says, one of my professors at MSUM personally knows Ludacris and has been asked out on a date by him. Also, I have a scar on my lip that is actually from a lion at a petting zoo when I was little.
Oh my God.
Turns out that even if it's tame, you shouldn't pull a baby lion's tail.
Like, baby, I'm like, what kind of petting zoo do you go to? Because honestly, I would get nowhere near a lion.
An adult lion. Just go give it a pet.
Right. Like,
make sure you rub some steak on your hands before you go over there. It'll be fine.
We have goats at our petting zoo.
I think it was a little Simba or like a rabbit.
Right.
Go touch the chicken. And that's scary. 237, it's you can text 35270 up on that Playhouse Facebook page. The story you have, nobody ever believes it, but it's totally, totally true. And on hold, we have a woman that says she's, unless I'm misunderstanding it, she's in some sort of adult film. So you know that'll be fun to hear.
Everybody wake up.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Wake up, people. Y94.
Playhouse of the Morning is on. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. 55 degrees in Fargo, 7:23 in the morning. As the day goes on here in the Red River Valley, partly sunny, mild day with a high around 74 degrees, so significantly warmer than it was yesterday. Sunshine in mid-70s, the story of the next couple of days, might even hit 83 on Thursday. Next shot at rain will be Friday evening here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. We've been talking about it, 237 hits. You can text 35270, social media, Facebook, Twitter, that works as well. The story that you have, that it's totally, totally true, or for whatever reason, nobody seems to ever believe you. I'm going to put you in the voice changer for this one by your request. Can you kind of just explain how you ended up in this video?
Actually, I was on spring break about 7 years ago, and the Girls Gone Wild camera crew was there. And, well, I guess, you know the rest of the story.
So the camera crew just kind of came up to you and you just let the girls hang out or what?
Oh, well, actually, no. Well, that's the thing. I'm usually a pretty quiet person, kind of reserved. Mm-hmm. So even to go on spring break, like this was kind of unusual for me. But my friends talked me into it, to going on spring break. So we go out there and, you know, obviously we had a little too much to drink. And these guys came up to us. They tell us they're from the Girls Gone Wild crew. And, you know, they'll give us a free tank top if we do it. So my friends were like, well, don't even bother looking at her. You know, she'd never do something like that. And then something inside of me, I don't know, maybe it was the drinks or whatever, but something inside of me just snapped, and I immediately took my top off. I can't believe I did it.
So do you have any regrets about doing that at all?
Yeah, I do, kind of. I mean, luckily there's a lot of editions of the Girls Gone Wild DVDs out there, so, you know, I'm not worried that someone will pick me out, but it's, you know, I know that only kind of pervs watch that, but anyway, if it comes up, you know, I'm a little embarrassed, you know, my friends are all like, yeah, funny, no way that she would do something like that, and then, you know, I did something kind of out of my character, but I don't mind. You know, it's kind of one of those things that I did once in my life, you know.
You still rock the free tank top at all or not really?
I do sometimes. It's mostly a pajama top, but yeah, I do.
Right. Hey, well, listen, we appreciate the story. Your story that you have that nobody ever believes, 2378, so you can text 35270. I will tell you this, you're really embarrassed about it, which is funny, because if you're going to be in like a, you know, adult Disney film, that is like probably the best one to be in, you know? It could have been worse.
Yeah. Right.
Could have been worse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You're sleeping together?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, it's been a will they or won't they since they met.
Y94. So
in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Second date update here in about 6 minutes on the show. We've been chatting about that story you have that's totally, totally true, but for whatever reason, nobody ever believes you. You have a story like that. Get in here real quick, 237 hits. You can text 35270. It's Playhouse. Hi, what's yours?
Okay, so I used to work at a major hotel chain. I was an assistant general manager.
Gotcha, okay.
And it was one of our busy summer weekends. I had this older couple come up. The husband went off to go do whatever he was doing, and the wife stayed. And she was checking in with me. I was helping out the front desk, and she asked me, do you watch soap operas? And I said, kind of, not really. And she said, well, do you know Days of Our Lives? And I said, yeah, that's my mom's favorite soap opera. She said, well, do you remember the original Roman Brady? I said, yeah, I know who that is. She said, well, that's my son. And I looked at her and I was like, what? She said, that's my son. She said, and he's married to a, you know, whatever the character's name is. And she plays on General Hospital. She says, here, let me show you some pictures. And she busts out her wallet and starts showing me family photos of the two actors and their children. Hmm. She starts telling me stories and about how they're on their way to go visit them. And so they're just, you know, this is just one of their stopping points. And,
right,
you know, blah, blah, blah. And she must have talked to me for a good 10 minutes sharing these photos. Pretty sure that was probably his mom. She had a lot of details, and those photos looked, you know, pretty legit. So either she's a really good creepy stalker, or that was really his mom.
I was going to say, that's either, like, super proud mama or, like, obsessed Photoshop fan. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to make it look like I'm his... that's my son now. Photoshop. Good $100 spent, or whatever. I don't know what Photoshop is. Rat, in terms of text, what are we seeing? There are stories that are totally true, but nobody ever believes them.
A couple of family ties. Somebody says, Michelle Pfeiffer is my fourth cousin. Another says, Johnny Lang is my first cousin. My aunt is married to his dad. When I was in high school, my neighbor down the road had a pet cougar. People never think that's true. I went to school with Garrett Hedlund from Pure Country and the Tron movie. He's actually from Roseau. He moved away just before high school. And I met Kirby Puckett in downtown Minneapolis. He was so nice. One of the best twins ever. And I still have the napkin he autographed.
And for you, the story you have is totally true, but nobody ever believes you. What is it?
My being the true Jersey girl, my cousin Bobby worked for John Gotti.
What did you just say?
Being the true Jersey girl, my cousin Bobby worked for the mobster John Gotti.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did she do anything weird, or was it just like normal work?
I don't know. I grew up with stories that he made like cement shoes and cement neckties and, you know.
See,
they ended up in the bottom of the harbor.
Somebody tells me they worked for a mobster, I'm not going to doubt their story.
Well, and the funny thing is that you don't dare ask your relatives for favors when they're working for John Gotti because you never know what you're going to have to do later on in life.
Yeah, somebody to like watch over your cat when you're on vacation. They're like, sure, but someday I might ask a small favor of you. Oh, you know what? Cat'll be fine. You'll be okay. Final run of the text, guys, if you could.
I know someone that met Robin Williams. They were working at a Dairy Queen in Minnesota. He was at a rehab place near there. And a couple different versions. Somebody says, me and friends have seen Josh Duhamel and Fergie in the Detroit Lakes area. They actually have family up there with a cabin.
You know, I would tend to believe that one just because about 20 people in my news feed on Facebook, every time they come to town, have the exact same story. Mm-hmm. I was just hanging out with them, and we went to Zorba's together, and it was delicious. I had a pizza, and I got to tell you, Joshy D could really put it down. You see that every single time they're in the general area.
See, and I have a friend, and Zero, you know the friend, that claims he actually punched Josh Duhamel in the stomach back in high school.
Yeah.
And you're like,
And unless this friend has like really let himself go over the years, I don't know like how that would have worked. The thing, Josh could take him. He's kind of like, he's a buff dude.
Yeah.
You could take him out.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Most comfortable place on earth.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
It's like crawling back into your mother.
Is that something people want to do?
Oh, my God!
Y94.